Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean, the weekend edition. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at both Saturday and Sunday. Sounds like a weekend. Jack went sailing. There was the New Zealand Grand Prix on. Lionel Richie's coming back to New Zealand. And Raybon Khan. I don't know if he's actually that worried about how people pronounce his name as long as they go to his shows. So he talks about those shortly. But Lisa Carrington, she's Sportswoman of the Year.
You must be thrilled to pick up another gong at the Halberg Awards. I mean, just reward and I guess a symbol of all that hard work and maybe all that sacrifice that a lot of people don't see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's it is really nice to be recognised, and I think you go a long time, you know, without those without that recognition. But I mean, at the end of the day, we don't do it for that award specifically, but it is always nice in the end to be recognised.
It's great too that you're also starting to get recognition in the K2, Caitlin Ryan and yourself, and obviously also potentially part of a very good K4.
Yeah, I think, it's always about finding new challenge and new area of growth. And I think it's a really important step for me to broaden, what I'm doing on the water. And I guess, earlier days it was probably not, it's a difficult thing to do. So I guess as I get older, the longer I'm in it, the more I need to widen my net and just work on doing things a little bit differently and try to do them better.
Yeah, I mean, you've won just endless world championships now. You've won 2 Olympic Games gold medals. I mean, what is the motivation? What still keeps you on the water? Is it about wanting to win a 3rd Olympic gold, or is it just simply about waking up every day and just that enjoyment of challenging yourself?
Yeah, I think it's just a general philosophy of, wanting to always get better and grow and also trying to help others do the same.
Also, I mean, what else do you do? It's hard changing jobs, isn't it? Sometimes it's easier just to keep doing what you're doing. Says the guy who's been doing these podcasts for 1,713 episodes. We're going to keep it on the water. Elite sportsman Jack Tame's been sailing, apparently.
Our lesson was refreshingly Kiwi, right? We didn't spend 3 hours in a classroom talking theory and points of sail or anything like that. No. We went straight out on the water. But after a couple of dodgy laps and having accidentally run over the buoy that we were supposed to be circling, kasploosh, as I stood on my centreboard and wrenched my boat up from the drink after my second capsize in as many minutes, I did wonder for a moment if someone of my skill level should really be allowed at the helm of anything so close to so many super yachts. Time flies on the water. Those rare moments when the boat is pitched at the right angle, when you just let out a little of your main sheet and the sail snaps into place and fills and the boat lifts up from the weight of the waves and zips along the surface. Those moments are everything. They are fantastic. We packed up our dinghies and piled into the inflatable for the trip back through the marina, back past the serious toys, millions and millions and millions of dollars sitting there, mighty, gleaming, multi-storied, empty.
So there's Jack out on the water like a sailor, feeling what they must feel like. Rich, entitled, pointless. Another sort of a rich man's sport, I guess, is Grand Prix racing. Although in New Zealand it's not quite that way, is it? There's still a bit of a number 8 wire feeling to it. Here's Jan McLaren. Yes, that's right. It is of those McLarens.
New Zealand Grand Prix today, I'd imagine there was a time in the McLaren family that was almost, the equivalent of Christmas. That was the big day of the year.
It certainly was. We would get Christmas past and then it was straight into it. And yes, no such thing as a Christmas holiday or anything like that. It was motorsport in January. It was wonderful, though.
What are your most vivid childhood memories of being in and around tracks such as Ardmore, Ohakia, Pukekohe Raceway, etc.?
as a young girl, it was sort of like I wanted to go to Maraetai and sort of hang out with other people and fun play with the friends and things. But in hindsight, it was just wonderful, the places we went to and the people that were here. It was. I wish I'd been a little bit older at the time, but it was wonderful. It was fabulous, fabulous memories, and just so hard to believe so many Formula One world champions were down here in New Zealand over that period. It was amazing.
Tell us a little bit about growing up and being the youngest sister of Bruce McLaren. I understand Bruce, too, was diagnosed with what, Perth's disease, which is an ailment affecting the hips.
That's correct, yes. It's sort of like I always feel very sorry for Mum and Dad. It's sort of like here was I, the very late child in the family, and only about two or three, and Bruce ends up in the hospital at the same time, and a son and heir and a disease that was sort of so debilitating at the time, and 2 years in a hospital. It's hard to believe, but they just coped with it all, and when he came out, it was like, you know, on with life. Which was wonderful.
Right, we're moving finally from sport now to entertainment. We've got a bit of a comedy tour for you to talk about shortly, but before that, the one and only Lionel Richie joined Jack Tame Saturday morning.
It's so exciting to have you coming down under. What is life on the road like for Lionel Richie in 2018?
Well, you know what it is. I must tell you, things have changed a little bit. You know, everyone keeps telling me, is it grueling on the road? It's rough on the road. No, listen, I'm using this now as the vacation. You know, whenever you want to get out of the house, you know, I get to get away from the kids, the grandkids, and everybody. I have an excuse to go someplace.
So do you choose where you're going to go by nice vacation spots? You think that's a nice part of the world? I'm going to go there.
I mean, come on, can you mess up your side of the world? No, not in the late summer, early fall. I mean, come on. And the wonderful part about it is I now have friends there. So it's not like I'm coming over and I don't know anyone. I've got fans waiting for me for the show, and I've got friends, of course, who want to go out to dinner every night. So it's basically my vacation.
Oh, fantastic. So who are your friends here?
Well, I've got a bunch of friends that I've known probably for the last 10, maybe 15, 20 years, maybe. And so over the years, well, for example, I mean, the Commodores, the bass player of the Commodores is staying over there.
Yeah.
And he flies back and forth. So it's just one of those things where I find it really wonderful to not worry about where to go. In other words, I get to go out, they'll take me to dinner every
day.
I mean, Ronald LaPred, the bass player for the Commodores, is right there in Auckland, New Zealand.
So. Yeah. So you're not looking up for restaurant reviews on the internet or anything like that?
No, no, no. I promise you, my biggest problem with Ronald is let's stop going out and just I need to stay home and stop eating because, you know, there's what we have to remember is someone has to fit in those pants.
Oh, I know just how Lionel feels. I'm appearing in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar in 4 weeks' time. And without giving too much away, my costume is... It's skimpy and it's tight fitting. So basically, my self image is taking a hammering. That's what's happening there. We're going to finish up with, and I'm sure we'll pull audiences on a similar scale to what Lionel Richie will pull as well. Raven Cam, what kind of audience is he getting? He's getting out and about doing some small towns on his tour.
Trying to digest the number of places we're going to myself.
Yeah.
We are going to, I'm doing this without breathing, Whitianga, Whakatane, Opotiki, Gisborne, Waipawa, Whanganui, Upper Hutt, Onekaka, Ashburton, Geraldine, Cromwell, Queenstown, Invercargill, Lincoln, Christchurch, Hokitika, Barrytown, Auckland, but not the big parts of Auckland, New Plymouth, Putaruru, Hamilton, Whangarei, and ending in Kaitaia.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my god!
And
goodness.
That's 1 month.
That is quite the tiki tour around the country.
And it's like we're Nick and I are doing this pretty much in a van.
Yeah.
So it's like we're the Blues Brothers.
It's really fun. I used to do debates like that with Gary McCormick and Jim Hopkins and McFarlane Gadsby.
Well, I remember the days of celebrity debates.
Oh.
So yeah, because those sort of. That's kind of be the kind of places we're going to. So, this should be a lot of fun.
Oh, I think so.
You'd hope so. I think that's the idea, isn't it, for people to have fun? If people are not having fun, they're doing something wrong. Just, no pressure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the point of the exercise. That was kind of the point of my exercise here with News Talks here being, I hope it worked. I hope so. You can only try. And then the cool thing about this one, of course, is that if it didn't, I can always try again tomorrow. I'll see you then. I am Glenn ZB.